As our life expectancy in the United States continues to grow, dealing with an aging population is an issue impacting a lot of different parts of our lives. This is Lisa Berry, and on Wednesday, October 30th, Eastern Michigan University's Aging Studies Program is holding its annual lecture and wellness fair open to the public. Joining us now on WEMU is the director of that program, Cassandra Berrigan, and Christine Mollering, an occupational therapy and aging studies student at Eastern. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What's the focus this year?
The focus this year is going to be looking at behavior management with people who have dementia. And we're going to be focusing on working with caregivers and some interventions that they might be able to do with their loved ones. And it's going to be part of a wellness fair that is looking at the overall wellness of people who are aging and their caregivers.
Why dementia?
Dementia because what we've learned working with older adults is every time we talk to somebody, they have a story. They tell us about a loved one. They tell us about a family member. They tell us about a neighbor. And then hearing the struggles that people have had with, I don't know what to do. And every year, the Aging Studies Committee talks about what kind of things they're hearing. And based on that, reach out to people who are innovators in the area of aging research and working with older adults, and we invite them to come to our lecture. And so this year we talked about dementia and caregiving because it's becoming more and more of a concern.
It's not an easy journey.
No, it's not at all. And people struggle when they find themselves in that position. And it's something that as a society, we don't always talk about openly and we don't talk about it freely. And so this fair and lecture will hopefully give opportunity for people to have some of those conversations.
Tell us about the lecture.
So the lecturer is Dr. Catherine Marks, and she is a research associate from the Center of Innovative Care in Aging, from Johns Hopkins School of Nursing. And she's done a lot of work specifically with interventions that caregivers can use. It doesn't have to do with giving somebody medication or anything that a doctor prescribes, but more as a caregiver, how can you help your loved one who has dementia?
And tell us about the wellness fair.
Well, the wellness fair, we're going to have a lot of different tables. For example, I'm working on the occupational therapy table, and we're going to have a fall risk and prevention poster and information. We're also going to, most of the tables are going to have an interactive features. Like, for example, we're going to have the orthotics and prosthetics people, and they'll have some things to try on and experience, as well as dietetics will be there doing tables on nutrition and diet with some samples. Paralegal will be there with advanced directives information, and we're all going to offer things that it won't just be come by, read stuff. It'll be come by and experience these things.
It's an interactive wellness fair.
Yeah. Occupational therapy is really good at looking at the details and finding those little things that we might come into your home and see things that someone else might not see and say, look at that, you know, maybe consider changing this around. It'll help prevent a fall. And once you fall, you can go into a decline and it's a lot harder to recover from. Mm-hmm. So we just want to help people see things in a new way.
And Eastern holds this every year, and it's free and open to the public?
We have it every year, and it is always a free event. So we'll have student groups that are going to be doing interactive events with people that are participating in the wellness fair. But our sponsor specifically will be as well. Beltone is going to be there, and they're going to be administering hearing tests for people. And we're going to have a fitness program that's going to be there actually right next to Christine's booth that will help with some things you could do on a daily basis to help with your balance, no matter how old you are. The nursing honors program, Sigma Eta Rho, is going to be also doing blood pressure testing and some other interactive things.
Something for everyone, and again, free and open to the public, Eastern Michigan University's Aging Studies Program and its annual lecture and wellness fair. We'll put links to all that on our webpage, WEMU.org. Cassandra Berrigan and Christine Mollering, thanks so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.
Thank you.